they raise a lot of tomatoes there, and I think they my sister, she raised so many tomatoes in her yard, just right out in the yard. Mm. Nice to go.
Do you know about that kind of tree with broad leaves and they're shed all at one time? The bark peels with little knots or boughs with tough wood, they use it for chopping blocks.
Beautiful what?
Chopping blocks. Sycamore familiar to you?
Oh. That's right, sycamore tree. I don't know if I've ever seen one, I tell you.
I don't think I have.
I read about them, but I don't know if I've ever seen one now. I mean, it was something strange that I didn't know about.
There's some questions in here that I don't know about. Could you name me some of the kind of trees that grow around here?
Oh, let me see. We have pine trees. We have oak trees. We have, we have maybe a couple of different kinds of oak. Like I know one, they call it a water oak. And then there's some other red oak, you know, trees right there. And we have a couple kind of pine trees too, because they have what you call a long leaf pine and a short leaf pine. One of them, they you know, the straw is about that long on it, and some of them is real short. And we have quite a few fruit trees, you know, they grow apple trees, pear trees, peach trees.
What about the kind that George Washington cut down?
Kind of who cut down?
The George Washington, the story about him cutting down. He said, I cannot tell a lie. Cherry tree?
Sure. Oh yeah, I have one in my backyard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I have a cherry tree in my backyard out there and we don't like cherries. It's a wild cherry tree. And in the summer, it has so many cherries on it. I hope I can get that thing cut down this fall though, because it has a lot of worms or something on it. You know, those things are crawl out on the clothes, out on the clothesline.
Ooh.
So I hope to get it cut down.
Do you know about a bush that it might grow along the side of a road or a fence and the leaves turn bright red early and they have little small clusters of berries or bobs on them and they're used in tanning leather? Tanning leather? Sumac?
A what?
Sumac or sumac?
No, I've never heard of that one.
Ever heard of someone getting poisoned sumac?
No, I tell you what, you said it got red berries on it?
Mm-hmm, that's what it said.
Well, I've seen quite a few trees. I've seen trees. In fact, I got some around my yard that I used to think when I was a child those berries were poison. And they may do be some, you know, that's poison, but they get real red around Christmas time. People may use them for decoration. I don't know, really know what the name of them is.
You've never heard that tree called a
sumac or whatever. Is that, maybe I can give it a name now since I didn't know the name, but I hope that's right. You know, that's the kind of tree it is, so it has the right name.
Have you ever gotten something when you were out in the woods that you walked through this wrong kind of plant and it gives you a rash and you just break it all over and you itch so bad?
Well, I never have been unlucky enough to get into that, but I've seen it happen to so many people, and we always call this poison oak.